This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Brandon, an exciting day for the soybeans yesterday. What are we seeing in the grains today?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we most definitely did have an exciting day yesterday with a strong rally in soybeans. As I talk to you now, Mark, I have soybeans right around neutral, so they were a little bit lower earlier this morning. I'm guessing some profit taking after such a strong run-up. Corn is currently neutral to about a half a cent higher. Wheat is currently down about a penny in the front month, December. I think, you know, there's two things that are kind of driving this rally yesterday. Number one being the weather issues developing in Brazil, and then Chinese demand. There's been some recent good sales of soybeans to China.
And Brandon, to that point, do you think then this is a signal maybe that we could be seeing more of these export sales to China? Because right now it is a nice confluence of factors where they're for the United States, that is, where this is the prime selling period of soybeans. And then, of course, those weather concerns in South America.
I do think so. And I think part of the reason China may be looking to purchase from the U.S. is because of the weather issues. Now, it still is early for South American weather. And of course, things could turn much better for them over the next weeks to months. However, right now, it seems like the issues are pretty significant.
That was Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn up a half cent at 477 and three quarters. November soybeans down 2 1/4 at 1365 and three quarters. On the Merck, December live cattle up $2.60 at 177.52. November feeder cattle down 27 cents at 230.45. December lean hogs down 92 cents at 72.42. December pork cutout up 90 cents at 82.95. Class 3 milk unchanged at 17.12. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.